Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today on the broadcast as we continue a message that I started on yesterday's broadcast, How to Receive from the Lord. Or how to be spiritually receptive. I know that's something we all desire. And you know what? Let me just mention, if at any point you miss a broadcast or want to rehear a broadcast, I invite you to just go to www.unveiledchrist.org and go to the podcast, and you can hear that broadcast you missed, or if you want to rehear it or re-listen, just click on the date, and they're archived there, actually going back to 2012, so you have a good selection if you want to rehear any broadcast. Anyway, we were talking about how to receive from the Lord, and just by a quick review, that word to receive or to be receptive, that adjective Webster defines as able or ready to accept suggestions, new ideas, and so on. And so our spiritual receptivity is our ability to receive the word of the Lord. And that means us through scripture or inspiration of the Holy Spirit. God wants to speak to us. And you know, I'd like to share with you, beloved, that so often, I think sometimes we feel that if we don't hear a, quote, word from the Lord, that, in other words, that still small voice speaking to us, we feel that the Lord is silent. But beloved, I'd like to just enlarge your concept of how God can communicate with us. He's not limited to that still small voice. Sometimes, I'm sure we've all had the experience, the Lord would say, do this or go that way. And we literally hear words, that still soft voice in our mind, in our heart. We hear the Lord speaking to us. Where He's speaking is in our spirit. And only rarely do we actually hear an audible voice of the Lord. But He speaks to our spirit, but there's other ways He can speak. He can speak to us in ways that are not just verbal or with words. Like, for example, when we have family or loved ones, someone you're really close to, sometimes just a glance will communicate something. And there's such a feeling of intimacy and sharing because no words have to be spoken, but you're communicating. Well, that's true with the Lord. Why shouldn't it be? I know there's times, thinking of a time, actually, I was in the car and I was not in a very good mood. I was not very joyful. And so my mind just sort of went away from the problem I was dealing with. And as I just sort of was in, just not really thinking about anything, all of a sudden, this little bit of joy started coming. Now, was that mine? No, obviously, it sure certainly wasn't, because I was fussing and perplexed, but it was the Holy Spirit. He will interrupt our day, not with words necessarily, but also with emotions, with joy, or He'll convict us. Isn't that true? We know from the scripture that He'll bring that conviction, like, you shouldn't do that. Well, He can also communicate in ways that are not just verbal. So, you know, there's some of you struggling with, well, I don't hear this. I don't hear Him talking to me. I don't hear Him saying, walk this way, do this. Well, He's communicating not only by the Word of God, by that still small voice, by the impressions we receive. And some of those are emotional impressions, a sense of fear when there could be physical harm or danger. That's the Lord is just warning us. And so I want you to just enlarge your conception of the many beautiful ways God can speak to us. He does it through circumstances. He can do it through the smile or the help of a friend. He can do it in a beautiful sunrise or sunset. He speaks continually to us. That's His heart's desire. But our need is that we can recognize Him, that He really is speaking. That favor that you received yesterday on the job, that kindness that stranger showed you, those are just blessings and favor from the Lord that He's showering on you. And we need to at least be able to recognize it so we can thank Him and have a grateful heart. So that was just a little detour on spiritual receptivity. But let's, as I was sharing on yesterday's broadcast, unbelief can prevent us from receiving from the Lord. And I know I'm speaking now to those who love God, who are saved, who are the children of God. Sometimes unbelief comes when we think God won't do it for us. We know He'll do it for everybody else, but not for us. And then there's another way in which we will not receive from the Lord, and that's spiritual deafness. And what does that imply? Well, beloved, there's no way to candy coat this. It's sin in our lives. If we have sin, unrepentant sin, we become spiritually deaf. We will not hear the Lord. And the only way to get in communion and touch with the Lord is to recognize, of course, thank God the Holy Spirit doesn't reject us. He doesn't forsake us. He deals with us to convict us. But we have, in order to hear from Him, we have to turn to the Lord and repent of our sin. If my people, which are called by my name, that scripture I love in 2 Chronicles 7:14, He hasn't changed. If they will seek my face, if they will turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. So the responsibility rests with us, beloved, not only for our nation, but for our personal lives. Let me give you some scripture to back up what I'm saying. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in the 6th chapter, verse 10. And there the Lord has said, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they might hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it." What a sad state of affairs. This is the people of God. And then through another prophet, Ezekiel, in the 12th chapter, verse 2, the Lord says, "Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house." These are His people, "which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house." What was the sin? It was rebellion. They were doing their own thing, going their own ways. And beloved, many in the church are in a serious condition right now. There is a great falling away. There's much apostasy. Many ministries, not everyone, thank God, but there are whole denominations, portions of them that are literally turning away the word of the Lord. They're saying it's all right. You know, we're living in a new day. We don't have to be bound by those narrow, restrictive things of the old covenant. In fact, you know, I was actually reading a book that someone had given me, and it was written by a homosexual, and they said, who professed to be a Christian, and the reason God was intolerant of homosexuality under the old covenant was because that was generally always connected with idolatry, serving other gods. But we're living in a new era, permissive era, where people of the same sex can have loving, caring relationships. And so he justified it with that. And, you know, very clever and legal in his arguments. But beloved, sin is sin. And what is sin? Well, God outlines it in the Word of God. And no matter how we can decode it, how we try to just dismiss it, how we try to turn away from it, it doesn't make any difference. If there's sin in our lives, if we mean it or not, we're being rebellious. 2 Timothy 4:4 says, "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." Beloved, these are serious times in which we are living, and it's so important that we have our ears open, that we are spiritually receptive, that we have the ears to hear, spiritual hearing. And those believers who are hearing from the Lord, well, let's see what the word says. There in Proverbs 8:34, the word says, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors." Ecclesiastes 5:1 says, "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil." Beloved, what is this scripture talking about? Talking about people that are going to the house of God. Keep thy foot, in other words, consider your ways, be careful of your walk, walk humbly and softly before the Lord your God, and be ready to hear what he wants to tell you. Be ready to hear the word of the Lord. And don't be just a hearer and not a doer. What are those? They give the sacrifice of fools. They consider not that they do evil. Their deceitful heart has become cold, because if anyone just hears the word and doesn't do it, they're deceiving himself, James says. Also, there's the parable of that Jesus gave in Luke 8:15, which is the parable of the sower. And there Jesus says, "But that on a good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bringeth forth fruit with patience." In other words, there's obedience that's required. Let me just pray. My time is coming close to an end, and I just want to pray the Holy Spirit might quicken to you, or you might be struggling with, you know, giving up some area that you need to release to the Lord, you need to repent of. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for everyone whom the Holy Spirit is convicting right now. And Lord, I thank you for your grace and the precious blood of Jesus, that as we turn to you and repent, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do that now, Lord, for every heart that is turned to you, Lord, that they might hear you speaking to them, that they might be spiritually receptive to receive from you in a very personal, real, and practical way for their lives, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. We'll continue tomorrow. And until then, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,